This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of the Daily Ticket, the 25th of March. It's a Monday and it's 2024, and what a weekend. What an absolute gut-wrenching, awful, yet amazing weekend of sports. When you got the NCAA tournament, upsets are going to happen. Your heart will be ripped out, and sometimes you'll just be dancing into the next weekend. Either thing can happen. Thursday, Michigan State wins. Oakland wins. Got a full day to prepare for the next game. Michigan State plays North Carolina, the one seed. Oakland taking on North Carolina State, the 11 seed. And then the Red Wings had a pretty big game as well. Let's just get right into it. Hope everybody had a great weekend, because Detroit sports, local sports, Michigan sports had a weekend from hell. It's not very often that you get a chance to have three huge, meaningful games in a weekend. And unfortunately, Detroit and Michigan dropped them all. Now, there was a little bit of good news. Michigan State beats Michigan, if you're a Spartan fan, in the Big Ten tournament in hockey. I don't really care all that much about this. I'm not quite sure you care about that, so I left it off the list. The other nugget of good news before we get into the weekend from hell, was Michigan gets their coach. Like, it's kind of ironic, it's kind of crazy, but Michigan State loses, Oakland loses, the Red Wings lose as well. And yet, late Saturday night, we find out that Michigan gets their brand new head basketball coach, Dusty May, from FAU. He was in the tournament this year. He ended up losing the Northwestern in overtime. He was in the tournament last year, went all the way to the Final Four. Five-year deal, $3.75 million. Here's the beautiful thing about hiring a guy like Dusty May. You took him from Louisville. By all accounts, Dusty May was going to be the next Cardinal head coach. Already agreed, already going there. And then apparently John Beilein and Ward Manuel joined forces and said, this is our top target, so we're going to go get him. And in the last waking hour, Dusty May said, I'm going to Michigan. Press conferences on Tuesday. Not going to Louisville. And the signing itself told me a couple things about Michigan basketball. Number one, I was worried that they didn't give a fuck about their own program, but I think they do. They got the best available coach out there, at least we're led to believe, right? Now, any coach can fail, any coach can succeed, but I do believe this is an excellent hire. But the fact that they stole him from basketball crazy Louisville, that to me is impressive. That, to me, tells me Ward gives a damn. I was a little concerned about that. The other thing is, it's payback, Louisville. Michigan hasn't forgotten how you beat them in 2013 in the national title game. Finally got their revenge, didn't they? Now, Michigan did beat Patino in his last ever game at Louisville. They were a 2 seed. I think Michigan was at 7 seed. Maybe they were even a 10 seed. John Beilein beat them. Last ever game coached at Louisville. But the fact that you took their guy in Louisville is absolutely awful. I think that's awesome. I saw this great meme on the internet. It was Peyton Siva and Trey Burke. Remember that play in 2013, about 5 minutes left to go in the game? Michigan's down like 4 or 5. Siva goes up. Trey Burke got the clean block. They called it a foul. Nobody's ever forgot it. If you look the picture, you could tell it was no foul. He got all ball. But I saw the picture again on social media, and it's Siva going up like this, Burke going up as well. And then it's a picture of Dusty May at the very top. Like they're fighting over Dusty May. Splendid hire by the Wolverines. Splendid hire, and now you wonder how long it's going to take for Dusty May to turn Michigan basketball around. Dusty May went to FAU. FAU, last time they were in the tournament before last year, was 2002. Dusty May took over a program with zero basketball tradition, zero basketball history. I saw this stat. Derek Hutchinson, works for Channel 7, tweeted this out. FAU in the 7 seasons before Dusty May was 74-143, 7 losing seasons. FAU in 6 seasons with May, 126-69, 6 winning seasons, a Final Four, and the program's first 2 NCAA tournament appearances since 2002. I'd say pretty damn good deal. He does have Midwest connections. He was a student manager for Bobby Knight for 4 years. We know that. He was also on the Eastern Michigan staff for a little bit as well. It's not like he can't recruit around these parts. And also, Michigan looked at several candidates, so he won the job. The one thing I would worry about with a guy like Dusty May is I know Indiana is his dream job. And I know Indiana just said, Mike Woodson, you're coming back, but I don't know how long Mike Woodson's going to be back at Indiana. Of course, he played basketball there. They didn't make the tournament this year. I do wonder and worry, considering I don't think the buyout is all that much. If the Indiana job becomes open next year, does Dusty May leave Michigan after 1 year and go to IU and Bloomington? That's the only thing I'm worried about. Other than that, hit the transfer portal. I know it's difficult sometimes to get kids into Michigan through the transfer portal. Apparently, there's going to be major NIL money. Maybe Dusty May brings some kids from his own team over to Ann Arbor. He had 4 seniors that have 1 more year each because of the COVID year. And let's go make the tournament. I'm already reading how Michigan is able to keep some players and maybe some kids that thought they were going to transfer aren't going to transfer. Great pickup. Great pickup for Michigan. Now let's see if it works. All right. Now we get back to the weekend from hell. Let's get to the gruesome, awful things that happened this weekend. It was like a fucking horror show out there, unfortunately. Let's start with Michigan State. Rolled by North Carolina. I'm a dumbass. I thought Michigan State was going to win the basketball game. They were only a 3.5-point dog. They end up losing 85-69. They led by 12 at one point, people. They led by 12. And then North Carolina came back and went on a ridiculous run. Tom Izzo refused to call a timeout until they were down. At the half, Michigan State was down. They did come back in the second half. They cut it to 2. And then they got blown out, unfortunately. I saw this stat. It's insane. I want to see if I can find this. It's truly wild. I saw it on Twitter. At one point, Michigan State led 28-16. They led by 12. This dude posted on Twitter that he bet first to 30. And he took Michigan State. It was 28-16. Michigan State did not win that bet. They were not the first to 30 because they went in the tank after that. It was a truly disheartening loss. There's no question about that. I thought A.J. Hogard, their senior point guard, I didn't think he was good at all. Hogard in this game, 3 points. 1 of 10 from the field in 29 minutes of action. 3 rebounds and 4 assists. A.J. Hogard, the senior guard, needed to be good, and he wasn't. Matty Sissoko, remember how good he was against Mississippi State? He sure wasn't good in this one. 4 points, three rebounds. Malik Hall was good. He had 17. And Tyson Walker was great. He had 24. But not enough. Not enough as North Carolina rolled them. And then after the game, you got your typical Izzo talking about, oh, it's going to get better, guys. It's going to get better. Stick with me. I'm going to play you some cuts. This is Tom Izzo after the game. I'm curious what you think of these cuts. The first cut I want to play is Tom Izzo desperately wanting to get back to deep runs in the tournament. Take a listen.
I'm getting back to a deeper run in this tournament, and I'm going to die trying.
All right, so does that mean he's going to hit the transfer portal harder, something he never does? Does that mean what? He's not going to be so stubborn? I've heard Izzo, after so many seasons, say similar things and then nothing changes. I'm curious what you believe about those comments. I saw some reaction to those comments and people were like, oh, yes, yes, this is the oxygen I needed. He's going to go out. He's going to hit the portal. He's going to bring in a better team. We already know Xavier Booker's going to be back and Jeremy Fears will take over the point guard position. So there's a lot of people that hear those comments and say, listen, yes, Izzo is finally ready to adjust and adapt. I listen to those comments and I think, well, he says something similar every year after they lose. And I won't believe it until I see it. But I got more Izzo. Of course, he blames himself. Tommy Izzo, not happy with the way he coached this season. Take a listen.
You know, little things matter. You know, should you ever miss that many free throws? If you beat James Madison, do you go out and beat Arizona? You know, I mean, and then when you're ranked high, the, you know, abuse that you take on social media is real. And some kids are more ready to handle that than others. You're used to pros. These aren't pros. No matter if we pay them, no matter if they get older, they're not. And we have to... I just have to do a better job. I'm really, really disappointed with me that I didn't do a better job. And I'm not trying to take any heat off them. I just got to do a better job with that. And I'm going to do a better job.
I feel I've heard this before. I got to do a better job. I wasn't good enough. Tom, listen, I've stuck up for you specifically. Tried to tell people you were an overtime session away from going to the Elite Eight last year. You're about, what, 6 years removed from beating Duke and that Zion Williamson team to go to the Final Four. But the last half decade has been very disheartening, and typically you're not living up to the expectations that you established yourself. I am curious what people think. Is Tom ready to change? He's not going anywhere. You're not kicking him out of the door. But, man, was that a disheartening game? Michigan State withstood a couple punches, then they folded, and they got a bunch of seniors and juniors on that team. I got one more cut. This is from Harrison Ingram, the forward for North Carolina. I found this interesting and rather surprising. Apparently, Michigan State likes to talk a little shit. Like, who knew? Take a listen.
Yeah, I haven't seen a team talk like that since like our scrimmage at the beginning of the year, and it was ridiculous. I was like, "What are you like? What for? What?" And, you know, now they're going home and you see how it got them.
Did it get under your skin at all?
Not at all. It fires me up. I love it. Please talk. I hope everybody talks to us. It gets us going.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that. Listen, I'm all about the crap talking, but when you're losing on the basketball court, I probably don't talk as much crap as when I'm winning. Now, Michigan State was up by 12 at one point, and they were rolling, so maybe they justified that as to talk a little smack. But I found that to be interesting. I thought you would find that interesting. What do you think of Tom Izzo when I need to make deep runs in the tournament or I'm going to die trying? Is it over? Or do we see one last gasp from Tommy? I'll believe it when I see it. I do believe to a certain point, this style of basketball and the way the game is played now, I'm not talking on the court, I'm talking off the court, and everything that you have to go through with the portal, with NIL, with hoping kids don't transfer, I do think the game might have passed them by a little bit. And I didn't think that going into Saturday. That game Saturday changed a lot for me. They were a 3.5-point dog. They should not have lost like that. Speaking of losses, Oakland University, another loss, happened in the weekend from hell. Man, listen, nobody expected Oakland to be there. So I'm not going to talk any smack about Oakland. Why would I? If you're not proud of this Oakland basketball team, I think you're maybe Kenny Cott from the afternoon show. Other than that, what a run. They won the biggest game in school history by beating Kentucky and John Calipari. And they almost beat NC State. They lost 79-73 in overtime. The worst part about the game on Saturday night was they had one final possession. There was 12 seconds left. Oakland calls a timeout. The game was tied at 66. They inbound the ball. Nobody gets a shot off. And Chris Conway eventually turns it over. It did look like it went off a North Carolina State's player's pinky. But Conway did touch it last. So the ball went to North Carolina State. They did not score, and they went to overtime and eventually lost by 6 in OT. But you had the chance to knock them off. And for the fourth time ever, a 14 seed to go to the Sweet 16 the second weekend. You had a chance, and I don't know what the play call was, but it was disappointing. You got a guy like Jack Golke that can try to hit a three from anywhere. Why not jack one, even if there's five guys in your face? What about Trey Townsend? He was amazing. 30 points, 11 of 25 from the floor, 2 of 3 from 3-point. Why not have him back down, put up a prayer, and maybe get fouled and go to the free throw line? You only need one. I thought the last play was bad. I think Campy would probably tell you he thought it was bad too. But the season was wonderful and great. I wonder if Trey Townsend's back next year. He's a junior. He's 6'6". His dad played for Oakland and Campy, team photographer. Does he finish his college career with Oakland or with NIL money? Chance to make a little cash? Does he go to Michigan State? Or maybe Dusty May gets him from Michigan. I don't know. But the other guy that we won't see any more of, and it's unfortunate, is Jack Golke. He ended up in that game with 22 points. I saw this wild, I think it was FanDuel, bet offer. Jack Golke to hit a two-pointer plus 850. All he had to do was hit a layup. You win a ton of money if you decided to make that bet. Jack Golke was 6 of 17 from the floor, and he was 6 of 17 from three. Have you seen this kid's shot chart? It's unbelievable. I think he's taken 8 2-point baskets all year long. It's unreal. So now you wonder what happens to him. Does he try to play overseas? I see some people on social media trying to make the case that a kid like Golke can play in the NBA because he can shoot the three rather well. And he's got a quick release, and he can shoot it from anywhere, and it doesn't matter if somebody's in his face. And with the right players around him to set him up and get him open, Golke could make some money in the league. Now, I don't buy that because he can't dribble, and he doesn't play defense. And he can't even make a two-point shot. So I don't think he's going to the NBA, but I wouldn't be surprised if, does he get an invite to the combine? Does a team grant him a workout? Does a team sign him as an undrafted free agent after the draft? I don't know. I wonder if we're done seeing basketball from Jack Golke. And if we are, man, does that dude have some great stories to tell in the workplace. I saw somebody on Twitter say, Jack Golke, entering his new job in the consulting firm. Jack, why don't you tell us a fun fact about yourself? Oh, sure. My name is Jack Golke, and I have the most three-pointers in the NCAA tournament through my first two games ever in the Big Dance. Or I was 1-3 short of breaking the all-time record for most threes in an NCAA tourney game. That dude is captivating. I am going to follow the life of Jack Golke. Do you think he's done with basketball? Do you think he goes overseas? Do you think he does the unthinkable and somehow makes it in the league? Like people are saying, I don't. Let me know. But it was a magical run for Oakland. It was a magical run for Greg Campy. There's not a whole lot you can be upset about other than just losing because you were so close to winning. But that was number two of the weekend from hell, 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 hell. And then number three was the Red Wings. Red Wings went to Nashville, took on the Preds. Preds are good, by the way. They have not lost a game in regulation since mid-February.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
They're 17-0-2 in their last 19 games, including the game on Saturday. Wings fell down 1-0, never came back. Philip Forsberg with the goal after a big flurry in front of Alex Lyon. Forsberg and Mo Sider also got in a fight. That was fun. But the Wings didn't score a goal. They tried. They had good chances. Couldn't get it done. So they fell 1-0, and then you combine that with the Capitals, who have been red hot. They blank the Jets yesterday, 3-0. So this thing's getting dramatic, people. Oh, it's getting dramatic. Because now, as you wake up this morning, the Wings are out of the postseason. The Washington Capitals have 79 points. They got a game in hand on Detroit, and they have that last wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. They have 79 points. The Wings, they have 78 points. And ironically and conveniently enough, guess what happens on Tuesday night? The Wings go to our nation capital to take on the Capitals. That's right. The biggest game of the season. Remember just last week, I feel the Islander game was the biggest game of the season. Wings and Capitals, baby. You win, you got a great chance to go to the playoffs for the first time since 16. You lose, you kind of fucked. And the Wings have a hard schedule moving forward. They play some of the best teams in the Eastern Conference and really the NHL for the next four or five games. The Wings' remaining schedule. They go to the Capitals on Tuesday. They go to the Hurricanes on Thursday. They go to the Panthers on Saturday. Then in April, they go to the Lightning. That's on Monday, April 1st. Then they host the Rangers, host the Sabres, host the Capitals before going to Pittsburgh, going to Toronto, ending things up with a back-to-back with the Canadiens, one at home and one on the road. Those are some tough games. They're going to have to play their best hockey of the season if they want to make the postseason. Do you remember when they were up 8-9 points on the cut line? Now it's getting dramatic. So, it was a weekend from hell. It was cool to see so many big-time games. I felt great before the game started. I was on the radio for all of like 35 minutes after a Tiger spring training game. I felt fantastic. I'm like, how many are we getting? We're going to get a Michigan State win? We're going to get an Oakland win? The Red Wings going to win? It went 0-3. Brutal. Nightmare weekend from hell. That's what I'm calling it. We'll always remember the weekend from hell. So we don't have time for comments. I've gone way too long. They tell me to keep it within 15 minutes. We're already at like damn near a half hour, I feel. But we've had a lot to talk about. A weekend from hell, Wings lose, Michigan State loses, Oakland University loses, but Michigan does get their basketball coach, Dusty May from FAU. Leave me a comment. Tell me what you think about the weekend from hell. What resonated with you? Does Jack Golke have a chance in the NBA? I don't think so, but that's one of the crazy questions going around on social media. Let me know what you think, and I will read all the comments tomorrow. In the meantime, enjoy your Monday. Can't be any worse than Saturday, let's be honest. And hopefully you recover from the weekend from hell. God, that sucked. All right, catch you tomorrow. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.